Christ is risen. Even though the world cannot see him or accept him, we know that our Lord was truly brought to life in the Spirit. That's because the resurrection of Jesus is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It's not pretend, make-believe, a myth, a mirage, a dream, a hallucination, an optical illusion, or some figment of your imagination. Jesus tells us plainly in today's gospel, I live. My brother Knights of Columbus know our motto comes from today's gospel, Vivat Jesus. Jesus lives. It's the truth. And that's why we boldly profess, he is risen indeed. Today's gospel, which is a continuation of last Sunday's gospel from St. John chapter 14, is part of our Lord's farewell discourse in the upper room on Holy Thursday night, the night of the Last Supper. In the midst of his valedictorian speech, Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans. I will give you another paraclete to be with you always. Now, what in the world is a paraclete? Athletic shoes? A pair of cleats? One of my former parishioners named Cletus thought I was talking about him and his twin brother, a pair of cleats. And this is why I don't do stand-up comedy. What is a paraclete? A bird? A parakeet? All the kinder gardeners think I'm saying parakeet. You all know who the paraclete is. The paraclete is the Holy Spirit. Remember the divine praises. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the paraclete. Jesus says, I will give you another paraclete to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. This word paraclete that Jesus uses to refer to the Holy Spirit is a very rich word. It comes from the Greek word parakletos, and it's very difficult to translate paraclete with just one English word. That's why I prefer to use the transliteration. Paraclete. Here are just three meanings of the word paraclete. Paraclete can be translated as advocate. Advocate is the word our translators chose for today's gospel, but it's only one possible translation. A paraclete is a legal term for a defense attorney. Your paraclete, your advocate, in the ancient world, would stand by your side to intercede for you in court, to speak on your behalf as you stood trial before the judge. Hence, the paraclete is a good name for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes through the defense of the apostles. The apostles don't have to say anything. The Holy Spirit will speak on their behalf. Jesus told them clearly in Luke's Gospel chapter 12, when they take you before synagogues and before rulers and before kings, do not worry about what your defense will be or about what you are to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you are to say. Hence, the Holy Spirit will plead for the cause of the apostles when they stand trial before kings and rulers in the ancient world. The Holy Spirit will be their spokesman, their paraclete. God, the Holy Spirit, is himself their defense attorney. Second, paraclete can also be translated as comforter or consoler. This is how the Spanish translation of today's gospel translates parakletos as consolador. Consolador, comforter, consoler. O comforter, to thee we cry. We sing in that popular song to the Holy Spirit. Hence, the Holy Spirit is the perfect comforter. the perfect consoler for the apostles. They will need to be comforted and consoled when our Lord ascends into heaven. They will need to be comforted and consoled in their future sufferings for Jesus. God the Holy Spirit is himself their consoler. Finally, the word paraclete can be translated as counselor. Once again, we see the legal language of this word. Lawyers are sometimes called counselors. Hence, the Holy Spirit is a teacher and an advisor. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you to all truth, John 16:13. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you, John 14:26. God, the Holy Spirit, is himself their teacher and instructor. So, the word paraclete can be translated as advocate, comforter, or consoler. Now, if the risen Lord Jesus said I could have another paraclete in addition to the Holy Spirit, I would obviously pick my mother, because my mother has all of the characteristics of the paraclete. She is my advocate, my intercessor, my defense attorney, someone who always pleads my cause. Mom is always there to stand up for us, to speak on our behalf, to defend us from the attacks of the enemy. She's a great mediator between me and Dad. Mom, can you ask Dad if I can have the keys to his car? He'll listen to you. When Dad says, kick him out of the house, don't give him any money, Mom will always be there as our advocate, pleading that we get another chance. Mom is also my comforter. Anytime you've had a bad day, you can always call Mom for comfort and consolation. Or if you're sick or suffering, there's nothing like having Mom close by to comfort you and to make you some chicken noodle soup. Mom is also a counselor. She's a teacher, a guide. She helps me with my math homework. She edits my term papers. More importantly, Mom teaches us about Jesus, how to love him by keeping his commandments. Mom teaches us right from wrong. Most importantly, she teaches us how to love. She gives us good counsel so that we should know what to do in a particular situation. Mom always is there to give us some words of wisdom. How many times have I said, if only I could call up Mom for some advice? So you see, good moms are paracletes. In his infinite mercy, God gives each of us a mother who is an advocate, a comforter, and a counselor. And of course, on this Mother's Day, we can't forget about our Heavenly Mother, Mary. Do you remember that line in the prayer, the Hail, Holy Queen? We pray, turn then, most gracious advocate. We actually call Mary our advocate, the exact same word that we give to the Holy Spirit, and that's not an accident, since Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She ought to have the same name as her beloved groom. And like the Holy Spirit, Mary is our advocate, our intercessor in heaven. She pleads for our behalf and speaks for us before the throne of her Son. Mary is our comforter. In the litany of Our Lady of Loretto that the eighth graders prayed at May crowning 2 days ago, we prayed, Mary, comfort of the afflicted. Pray for us. Mary is our counselor, our teacher, teaching us by word and example to do everything her Son tells us. In the litany of Our Lady of Loretto, we prayed, Mother of good counsel, pray for us. So turn then, O most gracious advocate, O comforter of the afflicted, O Mother of Good Counsel, turn then and intercede for our mothers here on earth, all those moms who have gone before us, that they may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.